ओम अखंडं सच्चिदानंदं अवान मनसगोचरं आत्मानं अखिलाधारं आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धे अर्थतो द्वयानंदं अतीतद्वैतभान्तः गुरुनाराज्य वेदांत सारं वक्षे यथामति. If you're after me, some of you aren't doing it.
Because I didn't know what page it was.
Oh, page one, okay.
Yeah, now I got it.
If you're after me. Everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Akhandam Satchidanandam. Akhandam Satchidanandam. Avang Manasagocharam. Avang Manasagocharam. Atmanam akhiladharam.
Atmanam akhiladharam.
Ashraye bhishta siddhaye.
Ashraye bhishta siddhaye.
Arthato pyadvayanandan.
Arthato pyadvayanandan.
Atita dvaita bhanatah.
Atita dvaita bhanatah.
Guru naradhya vedanta saran vakshe yathamati.
Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
Okay, now we're on verse 18. And we've gone through, we're doing the sadhana chaturthi now, the fourfold group of sadhana. We've already done the viveka. We've done viveka and we've done vairagya. Okay. Verse 16 was viveka, verse 17 was vairagya. Now verse 18 is the shamadhi shatka, right? Shamadhi shatka means the group of six beginning with shama, the ability to control the mind. Now they're going to go through and define each one of these. Okay. Remember the sadhana chaturshtiyam. Say it.
Sadhana chaturshtiyam.
Then we have, that's the four group of chaturshtiya, the group of four sadhanas. So the sadhana chaturshtiyam, then the next thing we say is, for the adhikari, the qualified student, sadhana chaturshtiya sampattihi. Sadhana chaturshtiya sampattihi. The qualified student who is one who sampattihi, who has, right? The fourfold sadhana, the fourfold sadhanas, the group of four sadhanas. So the adhikari has the sadhana chaturshtiya, is a sadhana chaturshtiya sampattihi, one who has the group of four sadhanas.
Wait, there's four and six. What were the two different?
We're not on the text right now.
Okay.
You just listen.
Okay.
The adhikari, the major definition for the adhikari, and in this Vedanta Sara he gave other definitions too, right? But the major definition that we use for the adhikari is sadhana chaturshtiya sampattihi, one who has the group of four sadhanas. What are the four sadhanas? Viveka, vairagya, the shamadhi shatka, the group of six beginning with shama, and mumukshutvam. So you say the sadhana chaturshtiya is composed of viveka, vairagya, shamadhi shatka, and mumukshutvam. So say viveka vairagya.
Viveka vairagya.
Shamadhi shatka.
Shamadhi shatka.
Mumukshutvam.
Mumukshutvam.
Viveka vairagya shamadhi shatka mumukshutvam.
Viveka vairagya shamadhi shatka mumukshutvam.
Viveka vairagya shamadhi shatka mumukshutvam.
Viveka,
vairagya, shamadhi, shatka, mumukshutvam. And that's called the sadhana chaturshtiyam. The adhikari is the one who has the sadhana chaturshtiya sampattihi. The adhikari is one for whom there is the sadhana, who has the sadhana chaturshtiya. Okay, so now we've done viveka and vairagya. We're going to do the shamadhi shatka. Shatka means that group of six beginning with shama. Shama, adi, shatka. The group of six beginning with shama. We're going to do shama now. So here he says, he's going to now start by telling us what the group of six are. So it goes, repeat after me. Shamadhyaha tu. Shamadiyah is two. Shamadiyah two. With a breaking the sentence. Shamadiyah two.
Shamadiyah two.
Shama. Shama. Yama. Upadati. Titiksha. Samadhana. Shraddha. Akhyaha. This says Shama Adiyah. Nominative plural. That which begins with Shema. Akhyaha, okay? At the end of that last compound means are called. The beginning, the ones are named. Akhyaha are named, are called. Shamadiyaha two. The two is just differentiating from Viveka Vairagya. Viveka Vairagya Shamadiyaha and then Mumukshutvam. He doesn't put the Shatka in here. He doesn't need to. He says that which begins with Shema. They happen to be a group of six. Here he just says Shamadiyah, those that begin with Shema. What are that group? What are those that begin with Shema? Shema, Dhamma, Upadati, Titiksha, Samadhana, Shraddha. Akhyaha means those are their names. The names of the of that which begins with Shema are Shema, Dhamma, Upadati, Titiksha, Samadhanam, Shraddha. Samadhana. In here, Samadhana, it's neuter, but Samadhana, if I would break the compound. Say, Shema Dhamma Upadati.
Shema Dhamma Upadati.
Titiksha Samadhanam Shraddha.
Titiksha Samadhanam Shraddha.
Shema Dhamma Upadati Titiksha.
Shema Dhamma Upadati Titiksha.
Samadhana Shraddha.
Samadhana Shraddha.
Shema Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha.
Shama
Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha.
Shama Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha.
Shama Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha.
Samadhana.
Samadhana.
Shraddha.
So that, say this. The Shamadhi Shatka, the Shamadhi Shatka is...
Shamadhi
Shatka. Oh, you can say the Shamadhi Shatka is composed of the Shamadhi Shatka. They're like this. We'll just say the same. The Shamadhi Shatka. Shama Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha. Shamadhi Shatka. Shama Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha. You have to memorize it. So now say this. Viveka Vairagya Shamadhi Shatka.
Viveka Vairagya Shamadhi Shatka.
Shama Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha.
Shama Dhamma Upadati Titiksha Samadhana Shraddha.
It's Shama, not Sama, okay? Shama, Shama Dhamma Upadati.
Shama Dhamma Upadati.
Titiksha.
Titiksha.
Samadhana.
Samadhana.
Shraddha.
Shraddha.
Then mumukshutvam. Right? So, Viveka Vairagya Shamadhi Shatka Mumukshutvam.
Why do they have the group of four and then the Samadhi?
See, within the group of four,
yeah.
Sadhana Chatushtya, because so you don't have to say the whole thing.
Mm.
The group of four sadhana Chatushtya, then that should bring to your mind what those four are.
Oh.
So then you say, okay, what are the four? Then they're going to collapse again. Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka, because that's a group of six, mm-hmm. but it's one of the group of four.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Shamadhi,
really nine.
Yeah, in a sense. Shamadhi Shatka, but these are mental qualifications.
Yeah, it almost and seems psychological. You know,
it is. It's the specific nature of the mind.
Yeah.
The mind has these characteristics.
Yeah.
The others are more overarching.
Yeah.
So, Sadhana Chatushtya, Viveka Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka, and Mumukshutvam. Sadhana Chatushtya. Then, of those, Viveka Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka, the Shamadhi Shatka is Shama, Dhamma, Upadati, Titiksha, Samadhanam, Shraddha.
Well, that's nice.
Okay, so now we're going to look at this. So here it says, Shamadhiyah tu, those which begin with Shama, Shamadhiyah tu. The two, it means but or however, but it's really just delineating, separating them out from the Viveka Vairagya. It's like saying, and now we'll do Shema, the Shema group. Then it just lists them, Shema, Dhamma, Upadati, Titiksha, Shama, Dana, Shraddha, Akhyaha. They are named. Right, the Shamadhi group has for the names they are called, Shamadana, etc. Now we're going to go through each one of them. Shamastavat.
Shamastavat.
Shravanadi.
Shravanadi.
Yatirikta.
Yatirikta.
Vishayebhyaha.
Vishayebhyaha.
Manasaha.
Manasaha.
Nigrahaha.
Nigrahaha.
So I'm breaking the Sunday, right? Shamaha Tavat. Now for Shema, that Tavit, we don't, there's so many ways to translate it. What they're saying here is, now we'll do Tavit. Now we'll do Shema, Tavit. Now Shemaha, Tavit. Shravana, when we say Shravana, Adi. Remember that when we use Adi after a word, it is saying beginning with this. So that means it's the like the first word of a set. So if we say that which begins with Shravana, what would it mean? Yeah, so Shravanadi is Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. Shravana is that hearing, listening to the unfoldment of the Shruti. Manana is the reflection on the Shruti, meaning of it, understanding it logically. Nididhyasana is owning it up through contemplation. Right? So, Shravanadi, Vyatirikta means except for. Vyatirikta, accepting, you know, excluding shravana, etc. So, shravana, adi, vyatirikta, vishayebhyaha, manasaha, nigraha, we'll get that first. Manasaha, of the mind, nigraha means to control, to restrain, to curb. The curbing or the restraining of the mind, now reading backwards, fifth case, from vishaya. Vishayas. Vishayas are sense objects. A vishaya is anything that I can experience through my five sense organs or anything that is taking place in the mind, including imaginations and all kinds of things. So anything that's perceived by me is a vishaya. Okay? So here it says, manasaha nigraha. Nigraha is in the nominative singular. So the curbing, the restraining, manasaha is in genitive singular. The restraining of the mind, vishayebhyaha, fifth case, plural. From the sense objects, except for shravana, etc. Restraining your mind. Don't let your mind, you know, can just dismisses things. Doesn't get engaged or lost in things other than shravana, manana, nididhyasana. So that's one way of defining. Now, Swamiji, when he defines shama, he'll expand it a little from that. He doesn't just say restraining the mind from all vishayas, all things that you might be engaged in except for shravana, manana, and nididhyasana. How he will talk about shama is when you have something rises in the mind, any type of thought, mood, emotion, shama means you have the choice to dismiss it. You can engage in a thought at will. You can dismiss a thought at will. So the mind doesn't have the capacity to overwhelm you, you know. Like with all these emotional reactions, emotional pain, all of these things. If you have a thought, it's your choice whether you engage in that thought or not. That's shama, right? And so it's the ability to curb the mind or restrain the mind from taking off on its own and taking you for a ride. You can let it go. The example that he uses for shama is like if I'm taking a ride through the beautiful countryside. You know, I'm just kind of enjoying the scenery, seeing how beautiful it is, blah, blah, blah. And then I turn the corner and all of a sudden I'm in a garbage dump, a dump area where it's a unpleasant smell and not very appealing to look at. I don't all of a sudden become the garbage dump. It doesn't overwhelm me. It's just another set of experiences that I'm aware of. But I don't become attached to them. I have a choice, you know. And so I wouldn't choose to become, nobody chooses to become attached or overwhelmed to their excruciating pain that the mind can cause. You have a choice of that just being the garbage dump that you're that you're kind of moving through at this time. Shama is that freedom of mind. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So that's how Swamiji will kind of unfold and talk about Shama. But here, what he's kind of saying in the Vedanta Sara is, let yourself become totally engaged and committed and overwhelmed by, you know, totally involved in Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. Nothing else. The other things with them just being scenery, you know, where they can pass through without clinging. You know? But let there be that vairagya there toward the thoughts in the mind. So that's how he does the Shama. So, everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. Let's do the next one, number 20. Dhammaha. Dhammaha. Bahyendriyanam.
Bahyendriyanam.
Tad yatirikta.
Tad yatirikta.
Vishayebhyaha.
Vishayebhyaha.
Nivartanam.
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 Dhammaha. Bahya indriyanam. So, bahya indriyanam. Tat yatirikta vishayebhyaha nivartanam. Now, dhamma, here, we'll do the way that Vedanta Sara does it first. Nivartanam means to, like, turn away from, turn your back on, to desist from. Okay. So what are we going to desist from? Desisting or turning away from the vishayas, the sense objects, except for those. What are those? It goes back to verse 19, Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. So the turning away or desisting, what should desist? The bahya indriyas, the external indriyas. The external indriyas are the karmendriyas. The internal indriyas are considered the sense organs in the mind. You know, but the external indriyas are considered the organs of action, your hands, your feet, speaking, sexuality, there's five of them. Okay. So the desisting, restraining or the turning back of the external organs, bahya means external, indriya means organs, so those are the karmendriyas, the organs of action, from vishayas other than those shravana, manana, nididhyasana. And so, how Swamiji will do this one? If the shama fails, then dhamma. That's what it is. If shama fails, then dhamma. Means, if your mind gets overwhelmed by certain thoughts, feelings, desires, so the mind is overwhelmed, you still have the ability to control whether or not you act on that overwhelm. Like he'll use the example, say the mind becomes overwhelmed with anger and I want to punch somebody, you know. I have the emotion inside, but I'm able to restrain from acting out. So it's the restraint from acting out, even though the mind has that desire or that propensity at that time. That's the Dhamma. So here it's the same, except he's saying, you know, don't act out. Don't let the organs of action act out against your will, your ability to contain your desires, the ability to contain the acting out of your desires for certain vishayas, except for shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Don't contain those. You act out. You can act out there. Shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Do you see the Sanskrit?
Mm-hmm. What is yatirikta?
Except for.
Ah.
From vishayas, except for tat those. Those refers to the previous verse, Shravanadi. So, except for Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. So, the restraining of the external organs. So, in the Vigraha, putting in the word order, Bahindriyanam Nivarakanam. The restraining of the external organs, means the Karmendriyas, from all the Vishayas, sense objects, Jatirikta, except for those refers to Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana.
Why do they include that exception there? That's kind of...
Because they say, restrain from everything except Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. You go ahead and pursue that. Whereas if you were to have, say, anger or desire for something that's not good for you, that's not supportive of Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, then you restrain yourself from all of those things. But don't restrain yourself from Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. There you're free. You go full board for that. Let your mind engage in that fully. Let your organs of action engage. Pursue that. The other things, don't pursue. Unless they're what we call anugana, we'll see later. And unless they're supportive of that. Okay. Is that clear?
But it's nice that they mention that. Don't restrain yourself.
They say it in the negative. Restrain yourself from everything except that.
Yeah.
Remember, restrain means have control, have choice. You know, if you have a tremendous desire to act out in a way that's not good for you, to have the ability to not do that. That's dhamma, that ability to not do it, to control the tremendous energy that the mind could have, you know, to push you toward an action which in hindsight you would rather not do.
Yeah.
But you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
Dhamma means that you have developed that strength and control. Okay. So now we've got Shama Dhamma. Here's the next one. Nivartinanam. Nivartitanam. Etesham.
Etesham.
Ted vyatirikta.
Ted vyatirikta.
Vishayebhyaha.
Vishayebhyaha.
Uparamam.
Uparamam.
Uparamanam.
Uparamanam.
There's different forms of uparama. There's uparati, uparama, uparama. Uparamanam, uparamanam. It's just a different form from the same root. Uparam is the root. Uparamanam,
uparamanam.
Uparatihi,
uparatihi.
Attava,
attava.
Vihitanam,
vihitanam.
Karamanam,
karamanam.
Vidhina,
vidhina.
Parityagaha,
parityagaha.
He gives two well-known definitions of uparati. First one. Nivartitanam etesham. Okay. This says, in genitive plural, for those, etesham, for those or these, for those, it's actually these, for these, of these, means the external sense organs, the karmendriyas, the organs of action. For these, which organs of action, ete sham, means goes to karmendriyas, for these organs of actions, nivartitanam, which have been restrained. So in other words, the shama dhamma is there. So for the organs of action, which now you have control over, okay, for those which are restrained, have been restrained, ted vyatirikta vishyebhyaha, from the, this is fifth case, from the sense organ, from the sense objects, vishyas, vyatirikta, which are except for those, same thing, tad vyatirikta vishyebhyaha, from the vishyas, except for those, shravana manana nididhyasana, uparamanam. Uparamanam is the cessation. Means there's a ceasing of activity. You are desisting from those sense organs. In other words, there's no pursuit any longer. There's a cessation of activity is uparamanam. In reference to what? In reference to those vishyas, those sense objects, except for shravana manana nididhyasana. That cessation of activity toward those things is what we call uparatihi. You see it, that the cessation is uparatihi. In other words, you have the shama and dhamma, and not only that now, you don't have a desire. There's no really desire to go after those things. There's a cessation of the sense organs wanting to go in that direction. They are, in a sense, now single-pointed towards shravana, manana, nididhyasana over the long term. Remember, shama and dhamma is kind of internal in your organs of action. the ability to dismiss your thoughts that are other than Shravana, not conducive to Shravana, Mananda Dhyasana, Dhamma, to be able to restrain your activity if they're not conducive or involved in Shravana, Mananda Dhyasana. Puditi now is more lifestyle. You have the Shama and Dhamma in reference to your mind. But now, in terms of lifestyle, your sense organs and organs of action don't engage. Now they don't engage in those things other than Shama Dhamma, other than Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. So how we will say that in practical terms, as Swamiji will talk about this particular definition, because there's going to be two, is you have the ability to stay with something for a length of time. For instance, just in Vyavahara, just in kind of secular world, say you wanted to be, for instance, a musician. You can't study music for 6 months and become a musician. You have to be able to study for a prolonged period of time. So you're not a dilettante. So whether it be music or what, it doesn't matter what it is. To gain mastery of any given thing, you have to have a mind that actually can stick with something for the long term. In fact, they say, and Swamiji will be including this when he's unfolding it, they say in India that to become a master, just the beginning of mastery, is 12 years. I've read that also, you know, in Malcolm Gladwell's book, which is a new book, not mm-hmm. Blink, but the other one, newer one. He talks about studies that have been done in the West also. To gain real mastery, 12 years of something. That requires, you know, a mind that is not flitting about. Mm-hmm. Let me do this for a while, I'm bored with that, let me do this. That ability for prolonged interest, mm-hmm. prolonged sustained interest in something is upadati. Mm-hmm. So now in terms of Vedanta, in terms of that mumukshutvam, that it's not just a flight of fancy or mumukshu as long as things aren't going well for you. You know, you have that mumukshutvam that is converted into jignyasa. The mumukshutvam means desire for liberation. Jignyasa, the desire for knowledge. So the mumukshutvam will convert over to jignyasa once you understand the problem. Then you recognize the solution is only in knowledge, not in doing something. So you become a jignyasu, one who desires to know. Now say that jignyasu is a jignyasu as long as things aren't going well. But as things start, you know, you're in a bad space in your life and desires aren't being fulfilled and everything's terrible. Then if Swamiji calls it sour grapes, jignasa. You're a mamukshu. Only as long as, you know, your desires aren't being fulfilled, but as soon as, you know, the grapes, you get your grapes.
You like it?
Then, you know, the mamukshutvam floats to the back. So here the upadati means that it requires the viveka, the vairagya, to have that upadati, to have that prolonged stick-to-itiveness over your lifespan. You know, because we're not talking about a few months. We're talking about several years of study and commitment. So that's the upadati. He says, attava. Attava means or. Pihita nam karma nam vidina parityagaha. This is a definition of sannyasa, taking the orange. Upadati, in India, you can kind of understand. Let's read this. Parityagaha means the complete renunciation. Pari means all the way around. Renunciation, parityagaha, complete renunciation. Vidina, according to viddi. According to, viddi means the Vedic injunction, means actually doing the rituals for sannyasa, doing the Vedic rituals that give a person, going through the rituals that give a person sannyasa. So the complete renunciation by viddhi of karmas, vihitanam karmanam, of the karmas which are enjoined. See, in India, there are the stages of life, the brahmacharya, you're a student, the grihastha, a householder, then the vanaprastha, you know, it's kind of the in-between, between the sannyasa and the and the Grihastha, all the way through, there are karmas that are enjoined upon you to do, the Nitya Naimittika karmas, right? And to not do the Nisheda karmas, the karmas that are forbidden, to not do those, but to do the Nitya Naimittika karmas. The Nitya karmas are the ones that you do on a daily basis. The Naimittika, the occasional karmas. The Prayaschitta karmas are those to neutralize the Nishiddha karmas that you've done. So there's certain things in the culture that are enjoined upon you, dependent upon your stage of life, the stage of life that you're in. When you take sannyasa, you are freed. You give up all of those karmas that have been enjoined, and you give them up according to viddhi, because now that is what it means to become a renunciate. You renounce all of those karmas, and now you live a life of shravana, manana, nididhyasana, in a life that is totally centered upon gaining knowledge. Okay? That's the sannyasa. So now he says, sometimes upadati actually stands just for taking sannyasa. Right? Because actually, if you think about it, when you take sannyasa, you are actually giving up, you're making a commitment to giving up everything else except moksha sadhana. Right? So sometimes upadati, they just say sannyasa. But there's sannyasa, there's karma yoga, you know, and so what does that really mean? And this is how Swamiji unfolds. What does it really mean is the mind's ability to stay, you know, with shravana, manana, nididhyasana until you fulfill, until you're liberated, until you gain the jnana nishtha. And that's not going to be in 1 or 2 months. You know, that's a life study. That can, you know, take several years. It's not one of these Shaktipat things.
Can I just ask you about the Sanskrit? I'm sorry, I got a little lost.
I want a peacock feather.
Vihitanam.
Vihitanam.
Yeah.
Karmanam. Both are in genitive plural.
Right.
Of the karmas which are enjoined.
Enjoined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoined by the Vedas, the Vedic karmas. Nitya Naimittika.
Right.
The Nitya Naimittika karmas.
And vidhina?
By vidhi means by injunction.
By injunction.
Because the Vedas have a ritual for taking sannyasa. It's like a 3 or 4 day ritual, you know, that's involved in the taking of sannyasas. So. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's do titiksha. Titiksha,
Shita
Ushnadi,
Shita Ushnadi,
Shita Ushna Adi,
Shita Ushna Adi,
Dwandva,
Dwandva,
Sahishnuta,
Sahishnuta.
So Titiksha, what is Titiksha? Remember, Shama, Dhamma, Upadati, Titiksha? It's the fourth one, Titiksha. What is Titiksha? Shita means cold. Ushna means hot. Shita, Ushna. Adi, etc. Beginning with because there's going to be many examples of it. Shita, Ushna, Adi, Dwandva, the opposites. Like Shita and Ushna, hot and cold, the Dwandvas, the pairs. The pairs of opposites. So the dwandvas are considered the pairs of opposites, like sukha, dukkha, hot, cold, you know, high, low, all of the different opposites that we can experience, pleasure, pain. Shita, ushna, adi, dwandva, the dwandvas, the opposites, means the pairs. Pairs of opposites for dwandvas, usually how we translate it, dwandva, pairs of opposites. Sahishnuta. That ta affix is the nominative singular feminine. It's the feminine abstract affix. The state of having the ability to endure. Sahishnu is the ability. The ability to endure. The ability to accommodate. Patience. But we say it's the ability to endure without the negative connotation of endure. The ability to endure. The pairs of opposites, such as hot and cold. A lot of times they'll say, shitoshna, hot and cold, And then also sukha-dukha, shitoshna-sukha-dukha will often be said as a group there. The reason they do that is for some opposites like shita and ushna, hot and cold and hot. Shita is cold, ushna is hot. We say hot and cold though. Okay. So on this we say hot and cold. Sometimes when it's hot out, that's what you want. So hot can be pleasurable or it can be painful. You didn't want a hot day. You're skiing, you don't want slushy snow, you know, and now it's hot, all the snow is melting, so you don't want hot. So that can be, the shita can bring sukha or dukkha. The cold also, it's cold out, you were all going to go to the beach and enjoy yourself, and now it's just way too cold, right? So that can bring on, it can upset you. And same for, so shita can be, give sukha or dukkha, ushna can give sukha or dukkha. But now another pair of opposites is sukha and dukkha. Pleasure gives pleasure, sukha. Pain gives pain. So it's not that sukha sometimes gives dukkha, right? Shita sometimes gives sukha or dukkha, right? Cold sometimes gives pleasure and pain or pain. Hot sometimes gives pleasure or pain. But if I take the opposites pleasure and pain, pleasure gives pleasure, pain gives pain. So that's why they use these. One's called niyata. It always gives the same. Pleasure is pleasure, pain is pain. Or it's aniyata. It's not stable. Cold can give either one. Hot can give either one. So, tatiksha is the ability to endure these without reaction. You know, to be able to accommodate these without getting miffed. Okay? That's tatiksha. Did everybody have this little book with them? If you look in, if you have this book, you've got it at home probably, but on the bottom, I notice on the bottom of page 12 in this little book, I can just read it to you. They have the translations, it's not a big deal. But it says, it gives a something from Viveka Chudamani. It says, sahanam sarva dukha nam. Sahanam means the enduring or accommodating. All dukkhas. Sarva dukha nam. The sahanam sarva dukha nam. The accommodating, the enduring of all pains. Apratikaram purvakam. Accompanied with apratikaram. The not having pratikara. Pratikara means retaliation. I'm able to accommodate all of the dukkhas without a feeling of pratikara, means retaliating or resisting or going, pushing back, right? I can accommodate them. Apratikara purvakam. Then he says, and also what else? Without retaliation, and chinta vilapa rahitam. Rahitam means without, rahitam. Chinta, agitation. Vilapa, sorrow, right? Lamenting. I can endure all of the dukkhas that the world throws up without chinta, anxiety, agitation, and without vilapa. Vilapa is wailing, lamenting. So, chinta, vilapa, is it vilapa or vilapa? Vilapa, rahita. Free from anxiety and lament. Sa tatiksha nigajite, that is called tatiksha. Right? The being able to endure all of the dukkhas that are there in the world. Because, you know, when we say shita, ushna, sukha, dukkha, if we want it, it's not a problem. We're fine. We don't need tatiksha. The universe is providing us with automatic tatiksha. You know, because when things are going our way, I endure it so beautifully. No retaliation, no lamenting, no anxiety, just all is well with me. But the tatiksha is really pointing to...
when the rubber hits the road.
Right. So the ability to accommodate that with equipoise, that's the tatiksha. Right?
Well, do you just ask yourself to have those capacity, or...
You have to bring your knowledge, you cultivate by bringing your knowledge in and having a value for the values. So does everybody have that book, Swamiji's Value for Values? Anybody not have that? You don't have that? Oh! Okay.
Value for value.
The value of values. I think I might have some extra copies here. Okay. That's a wonderful book. I even give it to all my students at school in the spiritual counseling.
Because these things become like something that's on ideals that are not reachable, you know, kind of thing.
No, they are reachable with knowledge. Mm. I don't think that it's pretty hard without knowledge. Mm. The thing that will allow you to have tiksha without knowledge is commitment to dharma and the recognition that the ananda that you get from dharma is more than any other type of ananda. So it takes you in a step from your sensory experience. But knowledge takes you even in a step from dharma. So it's a much deeper level. It's a total accommodation because of jnana, because you know where the ananda is. That's why. So, we'll do one more, okay?
Oh, good.
Nigravitasya
manasaha
shravanadal
tad
anuguna vishye cha samadhihi samadhanam. Okay. Nigrahitasya manasaha, both in genitive. Of the mind which is restrained, right? Nigrahitasya, it means restrained, constrained, it means held in your hands. It means you have, of the mind which you have control of, you know, you have restrained it, means that it's up to you what you do with your mind. So the mind that is in your hands. Nigrahitasya manasaha, shravana adal, in shravana, etc. Shravana manana niradhyasana, shravana adal, locative singular. Tad anuguna vishaye cha. So, in the shravana manana niradhyasana, in the shravana, etc. And cha, in vishayas, in those things which are anuguna, conducive. Anuguna means in line with, conducive to that. To what? Shravana manana niradhyasana. So for the restrained mind, in shravana, manana niradhyasana, and in those things which are conducive to those, shravana, manana, niradhyasana. So the TED stands back, goes back to shravana, manana, niradhyasana. Anuguna means it's in conformity to or conducive to. Vishya means those things. Local singular. What? Samadhihi. Samadhihi means the ability for the mind to be absorbed in something, concentrated in something. So, samadhanam is the restrained mind's concentration or absorption in shravana, manana, niddhyasana, and in those things which are conducive to it. So when Swamiji talks about samadhanam, he'll say, like, for instance, when shravana is taking place, can your mind be available for that? Which means that the mind is able to hold itself in that sphere. Say the class is going on for an hour. Samadhanam means that your mind can actually be present without running off and thinking about this and that and missing, you like, 80% of the class, because even though your body is here and your sense organs are here, your mind's engaged. So samadhanam is the ability to keep the mind there, which is different than upadati. Upadati is the lifestyle. Samadhanam is like, even if you're doing contemplation, is your mind off and running about everything? Or is it actually able to focus? So that the ability for prolonged focus, like as shravana is taking place when one's doing niddhidhyasana, or in the things that are conducive to that, the ability to keep the mind engaged is the samadhi. Samadhi here means not nirvikalpa samadhi. It means the concentration or focus on something. That's samadhanam.
It means
nirvikalpa
samadhi?
I said it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because sometimes when we talk about samadhi,
yeah,
we're using savikalpa samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi. We're just talking about in terms of meditation. Here we mean samadhihi, means the mind is silent, is still, it's available to focus.
What means still?
Samadhi means that still, available for concentration, for focus.
But does
equal
it,
poise.
Is the root really still?
No.
Is that dihi?
Okay. The sameness of mind. Sama is sameness. Dihi is the buddhi.
Okay. Ah.
Just take it, the best way to understand is just the ability for the mind to concentrate or be focused is samadhi.
Yeah, okay. I learned that from surfing. I would be staring at the ocean, concentrating on where is that wave coming?
Right, that's samadhi.
Yeah.
That's samadhan. You did
time practice.
Yeah. That's right. That's perfect. Mm. Let's stop there because the others are a little longer.
Tibby has that one.
Yeah.
For a long period of time.
For a long time. She's such a sweet kitten.
Ask the insect.
All right. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.